Brilliance Audio. Where Waters Meet by Zhang Ling. Performed by Nancy Wu and Dan John Miller.
Chapter 1. A death, a memory box, and an oyster with a pearl. 1. George Weiler's mother-in-law, Ran Yuan, died 10 days ago, unexpectedly. Sure, she had been sick for a while, renal infection, diabetes, a stomach ulcer, rheumatoid arthritis, and the towering Alzheimer's. But none of these things could cause one to kick the bucket so suddenly. A heart attack, they said. But she had always had a perfect heart. Well, when one gets to her age, the organs don't give you much of a warning. Her age? For heaven's sake, she was only 83. There are parts of the world where people live to be 120. She was a spring chicken. Screw science. Rain was not her real name. No one in their right mind would call herself Rain unless she was a rock star or the mother of Snow White. The real one, not the stepmother. Her legal name, as recorded in her passport, was Chun Yu Yuan. Chun Yu meaning spring rain in Chinese. When a man marries a Chinese woman, he marries the whole family. Luckily for George, the family of his wife, Phoenix, had been trimmed through death, disappearance, and estrangement to only a mother and an aunt, with the aunt living thousands of miles away in Shanghai, and thus hardly a bother. What remained of that family, namely Phoenix and her widowed mother, had been close. Close was not even the word. For most of their lives, other than a few necessary periods, Phoenix and Rain had always lived together, prior to Rain's nursing home days, of course. Phoenix brought her mother into her marriage, like an inseparable conjoined twin. Rain's passing unhinged Phoenix, and the worst part of it was, she didn't know she was a wretched mess. George had left work a little early today. He and Phoenix planned to have an early dinner and then drive together to Pine Woods, the nursing home where Rain had died, to pick up Rain's stuff before the reception closed at 8. It was 4:09 p.m., April 20th, 2011. Southbound along Birchmount Road, the traffic was quite smooth, something rarely seen in a city like Toronto at this hour of the day. George practically sailed through and got home sooner than expected. Setting his briefcase on the hardwood floor, he sat down on the footstool by the door, starting, automatically, to remove his leather shoes, replacing them with slippers made of cheap plastic. It was a habit Rain had pushed upon him when he married Phoenix 6 years ago. A habit, among others, that he had protested against half-heartedly for a while before giving up. Rain was a tireless buffing machine, smoothing out all the bumps where she treaded, by patience or by sheer maternal force. Walking towards the living room, he suddenly halted, noticing Phoenix standing in front of the bay window. He hadn't expected to see her for another hour at least. Phoenix was an ESL teacher in an immigration settlement center. She had 2 afternoon classes on Wednesdays. By the time she finished teaching and hopped on the subway, then switched to a bus and walked a block to reach home, it was usually around 6:15 p.m. She was peering through a gap in the lace curtains onto the street, her arms folded and her shoulders squeezing together, as if cold. They lived in a quiet neighborhood of central Scarborough. There wasn't much going on all day, other than an occasional trickle of bikers, adults mostly, and some Jehovah's Witnesses walking around in pairs, selling God door to door. How long had she been there? She must have watched him pull into the driveway, get out of his gray Altima, and fumble in his pocket, filled with a packet of cigarettes. He was a social smoker, a wadded handkerchief, and some crumpled gas receipts for his house keys. You were early. He paused as he noticed the suitcase beside the white leather sofa. It was an ancient piece of luggage, born before the age of rolling wheels, made of heavy fabric in a yellowish-gray, the color of 20-year-old dust. Strangely, this fossil held itself together, despite a partially damaged lock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?